Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Good morning. Welcome to Relevant Radio. Welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Today is the first day of Pledge Drive, so let's begin in prayer, asking the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray with us and for us that we will be able to reach our need this week to stay fully funded. We also include several important prayer intentions this morning for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. We'll be talking about that. Also for the sheer terror on the ground in Afghanistan as the Taliban closes in. We need to pray for the people there who are stranded. And for all of your intentions, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So much has happened in the last 48 hours, maybe a little bit more than that, in terms of world news. We're going to talk a lot about those issues, including, and maybe most especially, the two most pressing and urgent issues right now. First of all would be the terrible earthquake in Haiti, clocked in at a 7.2, which in terms of Richter scales, I mean, it's bad. There have been other bigger earthquakes, but the damage that was done in Haiti, I think, is especially severe given the poverty there and the way buildings are built. They don't have the earthquake safety codes the way they do in other countries. So as being reported here at Fox News this morning, the death toll from the 7.2 magnitude earthquake that hit on Sunday, yesterday, it climbed to 1,297 confirmed deaths. They believe that there are probably many more deaths than that, largely because so many of these concrete cement buildings pancaked, and they don't know yet how many people are still trapped or who lie dead underneath the rubble of these buildings. The pictures of the devastation are just incredible, and I don't mean that in a good way. This earthquake has left thousands of people homeless. Frantic rescue efforts, as you might imagine, are going on right now. And there, as you would imagine, if it was bad, it could even get worse. And there is a large tropical storm slash hurricane approaching the island. There's so many details here to try to report to you. That storm is Tropical Depression Grace. It's predicted to reach Haiti this evening, and that's going to severely hamper the rescue efforts. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has warned that although Grace has weakened from a tropical storm from yesterday, it still poses a threat to bring heavy rain, flooding, and landslides. The earthquake struck the southwestern part of the hemisphere's poorest nation, almost razing some towns and triggering landslides that hampered rescue efforts in a country already struggling with the coronavirus pandemic, a presidential assassination, and a wave of gang violence. You may remember a week or two ago, the president of Haiti was assassinated in his residence. His wife was severely wounded, and she survived, thankfully, but he was killed. And it's still a mystery as to who did this and why was it done. I'm sure there'll be more and more information coming out. But in the meantime, the people of Haiti, many of whom are Catholic, are experiencing extreme suffering and fear right now. You can also imagine, I'm sure, that in the aftermath of a devastating earthquake like that, that there would be the rise of people who would try to take advantage of that by way of crime. So that's a big story. We'll be talking more about that today and tomorrow and in the days to come here on Relevant Radio. So be assured that we'll bring you up to date coverage on that. To pivot for a moment, the other major story that is taking place right now is the 11-day lightning blitzkrieg that the Taliban have conducted in Afghanistan, resulting in the vacuum left by the United States rather abruptly departing from Afghanistan, where we've been for 20 years now. Next month will be the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And in the vacuum that was left, the Taliban have surged forward and have essentially conquered the entire country of Afghanistan. There are a few remaining pockets where they don't have control yet anyway. And you may remember the Taliban from back in the day when they had some sort of power before the United States moved in, and they were chopping off heads and chopping off hands and raping women, and they were imposing a severe and austere way of looking at Islam. In fact, here's a quote, I believe, from the Daily Mail. The Taliban have always been clear that they are fighting for an austere interpretation of Islam, which includes particularly severe restrictions on women and girls. Over the years of peace talks brokered by the U.S., Taliban negotiators have promised to respect women's rights under Islam, but have refused to be drawn in on the details. And in areas they control, women already have limited education, work, and freedom of movement. In Kabul, shops have started erasing photos of women in wedding dresses, and women are bracing for a very different life. I have felt very sad today. It was unbelievable for me that the Taliban were back in Kabul, said Hawa, whose last name was not given. They will not respect our freedom. And that's putting it lightly. In the next 2 minutes or so, you'll have a chance, well, actually right now, you'll have a chance to listen to a terrified woman. She sounds, in looking at the video, I believe she's probably from India, perhaps Pakistan. And she's living in Kabul, so she's a resident there, and she is just beside herself with fear about the fact that she's left behind, as most everyone is, as the Taliban are closing in. So here is an audio of her speaking and explaining what she's going through right now.
Never felt it to this extent, helpless, hopeless, disappointed, poor and miserable in my life. All our 20 years achievement maybe just go in blinks of few days. I was a child when they were there. Now I am an adult. I have seen how these people are. Yes, we are saved. US should leave the country, but why this way? At least they should come a little bit, given some time. Our government, they should stay at least inside. They should not create this vacuum. It's not about only my relatives or my friends. It's about my country. It's about 30 million of my people. This thing should not happen to us. We don't deserve. We were so desperately, we were after to find a peaceful life. And people were seeking that. But we don't deserve this situation. Now it is happening like a movie scene inside the country. Oh my God, I'm not able to sleep from 2 days. I can't sleep. There is something stuck here. What I'm seeing, the footage is coming out. They have just portrayed the reality of a country, the shattering of reality of a country into a movie scene. That's it.
Right now, on the ground in Afghanistan, people terrified out of their minds because they see the Taliban returning back to what they had been doing before. I mentioned this is Pledge Drive, so with so many things for us to talk about right now, I just want to first of all remind you that this is what we do every three months, we do it four times a year, because we need to keep the lights turned on here at Relevant Radio. And that's a simple thing, or so it sounds, but it's not so simple. And we are seeking to raise our need of $4.7 million to keep fully funded this quarter. And there are a variety of ways that you can help us, including and most especially through your prayers. First of all, know that Relevant Radio has made the decision to contribute 10% of this week's Pledge Drive revenue, whatever that may be. If we exceed our need of $4.7 million, or if we get to that, whatever it is, even if we fall short, we are going to tithe 10% of this week's Pledge Drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those people in Haiti, many of whom are your fellow Catholic brothers and sisters. And even if they're not fellow Catholics, they're human beings and they need our help right now. They're absolutely desperate after being devastated by this earthquake. Father Rocky and his management team are going to figure out precisely what we will do through the Catholic Church as soon as possible. And we'll announce that to you as soon as we have the details finalized. In the meantime, however, please pray for all the people who are suffering, especially during Mass at noon Central Time today, and also the Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 p.m. Central Time, and on the Family Rosary Across America this evening at 7 p.m. We will be here at Relevant Radio, keeping you closely informed about the developments in Haiti and Afghanistan and elsewhere. There's so many things to talk about. Those two stories are dominating. But this is an example of what you get when you support Relevant Radio. You know, this is not churchy radio. This is radio that covers God topics.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you? Today only, for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year, a Relevant Radio baseball cap. They're really sharp. It's blue with a Relevant Radio logo in white. And just think, someone may see that Relevant Radio logo on your hat and ask, Relevant Radio, what's that? And you can tell them that they're going to hear terrific faith-filled talk all day, every day. It's a perfect opportunity for you to evangelize. The Relevant Radio blue baseball cap is yours for your gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. Now, the baseball cap is only available today. Did I mention that we have matching funds this hour? So your $20 a month gift gets doubled? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
I just wanted to share that a year ago when I started listening to the Divine Mercy, I never prayed it as intensely as I have with you and prayed the Rosary with Father Rocky. Anyways, I was praying for my three adult children to come back to their faith. And I can tell you that I have two that have returned and are even reading their Bible now.
Wow.
We're talking about doing a Bible study as a family together. And if you would have asked me this a year ago, I would have said, no, there's no way, you know. But thank you, Jesus. Two of them are back, and we're praying for the third one. And she's sounding like she's going to go back to...
You know, I just love that story because that's another one of those things. You know, people with addiction and kids away from the faith, they often think that, you know, oh, those prayers are never going to be answered. My prayers aren't working. You're a Monica that has seen the fruit of your prayer, and I'm so grateful for your call.
The Divine Mercy Chaplet, part of the Drew Mariani Show, 3 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It is our quarterly pledge drive, as Patrick just said, and it is a crazy time in our world right now, as you've heard Patrick talking here for the last couple of minutes. So much going on, so much is needed throughout the world, and this Light of Hope, which broadcasts really throughout the world through the internet, is there because people just like you stood up and said, you know, this is an important thing. We got to keep God on the air here in our local community. Well, we went far beyond, far, far beyond your local community. And now it's your turn. It's your turn to reach out and be a part of this and respond to this incredible, absolutely incredible service that we offer throughout the United States and really throughout the world, bringing that light of hope to people in these desperate communities that really need a gleam of hope. How do you do it? It's real easy. We just need you to pick up the phone and make a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And of course, because of what we've gone on here in our own country and throughout the world as well with the pandemic, our volunteers are no longer here. We do have people standing by. We have a operator standing by waiting to take your call. But it's easier and much more efficient if you meet the challenge by taking the Partnership Challenge Hour at relevantradio.com or by using your smartphone or tablet. That's really easy. A lot of folks are choosing to make their gifts that way. We need $2.7 million by the end of this week. It's a long, long way to go. It's a big hill to climb, but we can do it with your help when you reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or using your app on your smartphone or tablet. Make that gift. Of course, if your only way to give is by calling, the phone lines are open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And to kind of sweeten the pot, make that gift today and you'll receive the baseball cap from Relevant Radio. So we'll keep you cool when you're out at your sporting events here through the fall. And also, we have got the Partnership Challenge Hour, which means your gift will be matched 100%. When you make your gift here at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And if you make your gift online, we have an extra special gift for you as always. A special MP3 download is going to come your way. And this time, it's by none other than our very own Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. Bring Them Back, How to Speak to Your Children and Other Families families, members that have left the church. So make that gift online right now, matched 100% at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by using your smartphone. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. All we ask is that you reach out and respond.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Okay, as I said, we have so much to talk about today. The two most urgent stories on the radar screen right now, of course, are the first of all, the fall of Kabul and all of Afghanistan with it. The United States pulled out. We have some audio of President Biden taking some questions, some pushback in the last day or two about why are we leaving? Why are we leaving now? Why are we leaving so abruptly? Perhaps this has been planned for some time, but it sure doesn't appear that way in terms of the chaos that has ensued as the United States has pulled out of Afghanistan, where we have been for the last 20 years. And we can debate the wisdom of having gone there in the first place. Next month will be the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And there are people even now who are speculating that with the reemergence of the Taliban and all of the horrors that they bring with them, that it will result in the possibility of terror attacks in the United States, God forbid. So there's a lot there going on. The main thing I want to focus on for the moment, at least, is the human suffering. So here's some information about this story. This is from the Jerusalem Post. The city of Kabul has been overtaken. The Taliban have seized the presidential palace, declaring, quote, the war is over. The Taliban said there will be no transitional government and demanded immediate control after the president of Afghanistan, Ghani, Ashraf Ghani, he fled the country. And I think he was wise to do so. He probably would not have survived long. The Taliban Islamist insurgency group has seized control of essentially all of Afghanistan. Mohammad Naeem, the spokesman for the Taliban's political office, told the Associated Press, today is a great day for the Afghan people and the Mujahideen. They have witnessed the fruits of their efforts and their sacrifices for 20 years. Naeem said the type and form of the new regime in Afghanistan would be made clear soon, adding the Taliban did not want to live in isolation and called for peaceful international relations. We have reached what we are seeking, which is the freedom of our country and the independence of our people, he said. We will not allow anyone to use our lands to target anyone, and we do not want to harm others. Well, let's hope. But I don't put a lot of trust in what they're saying. The spokesman also said they would provide protection and safety for diplomats and others. And by the way, the reason I don't trust that is because it's the same Taliban who were aiding and abetting Al-Qaeda 20 years ago. That's what got this whole thing started in the first place, is that Al-Qaeda and all of the subversives who were planning and plotting against the United States, starting with Osama bin Laden, they had their training camps and their bases and command and control centers in Afghanistan. And the Taliban were the ones who were assisting them. These are the same Taliban that, as you may remember, when they were in control before the United States began to take back parts of the country, they were chopping off hands and heads and sexual slavery of women and just indiscriminate killing, barbarism. And this time on a national scale. This is what's going on, and this is why the people are so fearful. If you look at the news reports from any news source that you care to look at, you'll see unbelievable videos reminiscent of the fall of Saigon in 1975. I remember when that happened. I was in high school, and I was like everyone else, astonished when things fell so quickly, and the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, I don't call it Ho Chi Minh City, in Saigon, the U.S. Embassy was the scene of panic and terror. The people were trying to get onto anything they could, planes and helicopters, to get away from the encroaching surrounding North Vietnamese army. And so the U.S., the diplomats and their families and others who were left at the embassy in Saigon, they were frantically getting onto helicopters and loading things up, burning documents, shredding documents, trying to eliminate everything possible before they left. And thankfully, they made it out alive, but no one else did. Everyone else was stuck there. And the North Vietnamese army and the Viet Cong, given the circumstances, they were pretty bad and they did some pretty bad things to the people. But we're talking about whole orders of magnitude different when it comes to the Taliban in terms of what they do to the people that they control. So you heard a little bit of audio from the lady that was being interviewed. She's in Kabul and she's expressing her sheer terror over what's going on there. So a few more tidbits about this. It's a story that is developing, obviously. It remains to be seen right now once the Taliban get full control of everything in Kabul, in the capital, what will they do? And they're saying on the one hand, we want to have peaceful relations. We don't want to be an isolated country. What are we going to do? We'll explain that to you here in the next few days. So here is some audio from a Taliban spokesman. He's speaking to the BBC. I've said before, I don't trust anything these guys say at all. But here's what he's saying when he was asked about, well, what are you going to do now that you're gaining power?
Mr. Shaheen, there is a lot of chaos and confusion in Kabul at the moment. Can you just help us understand what the Taliban plan to do at present and next?
Yes, there should not be any confusion. Kabul, we assure the people is particularly in the city of Kabul that their properties, their lives are safe. There will be no revenge on anyone. We are the servant of the people and of this country. Our leadership have instructed our forces to remain at the gate of the Kabul, not to enter the city. We are awaiting a peaceful transfer of power.
When you say peaceful transfer of power, what do you mean? What is actually likely to happen?
It means that the city and the power should be handed over to the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and then in future we will have an Afghan inclusive Islamic government in which all Afghans will have participation.
All right. A peaceful transfer of power. We'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see. So that's what they're saying right now. Cyrus, I believe you have some audio now of President Biden, who's in a press conference over the weekend taking questions. By the way, President Biden has been largely absent. He's been at Camp David, from what I understand. No speeches, no communication with the American people that I've seen anyway. And people are complaining about that. Like, you know, where are you with this humanitarian crisis unfolding? He did, however, answer a few questions. And here's what he had to say.
Unfortunately, Patrick, we're going to have to get to that on the other side of this little break that's coming up.
Okay. We have a break coming, so we'll have to we'll go to that audio on the other side of that. Cyrus, how long is that audio? That's a minute or two, isn't it?
Yeah, a minute 40 seconds. Yep.
Okay, good. So we'll have that prepped for you. We are in pledge drive mode, as you know, and we will keep you fully informed about all the things that are going on. One of which, right now, very dear to our own hearts, is being able to stay fully funded. So let me ask you a question. Do you value what you get here on Relevant Radio? Not only all the prayers and masses and things that we talk about that relate to God and your own life, but keeping you up to date on what's going on in the world with breaking news, etc. We do all of that here at Relevant Radio, and we need your help.
We need you to help us out right now. Reach out and respond real easy. You can do it with your smartphone or your tablet by using the Relevant Radio app. You can also visit our website, relevantradio.com, to make that gift. It is a partnership challenge hour, which means every single gift will be matched dollar for dollar. If you make that special gift right now of $25, it's doubled to $50. $25 a month is doubled to $50 a month. Now is the time to reach out and respond. Really, the best way to get through right now, I see all of the phone lines look like they're jammed up, is to use your tablet, use your smartphone, or visit the website. It's relevantradio.com. And plus, when you use either of those two digital platforms, we have a super duper special bonus download for you. Patrick, I think the number one concern most people have when they tune in and listen, and the reason they're coming to Catholic media, is They want to learn, how do I get my family back?
So true, Mary. And by the way, always great to be here with you during Pledge Drive. Thanks for joining me again, Mary. Yes, this is a crisis that extends to practically all families, moms and dads who are in anguish because their children have grown up and they received their sacraments, went maybe even to Catholic school, and then they get to high school or college and they start falling away from the faith. Some of them become atheists. Some of them become nothing. They just have no interest in God anymore. Or maybe they feel spiritual but not religious, or, you know, any number of things can happen. And so because this is a problem that is affecting so many families and we get so many people who ask us on a daily basis, what can I do? Well, our own Josh Raymond, who's vice president of programming and his own show, he's the host of The Inner Life, which follows my show. We got together, Mary, and he and I put together an interview style talk, really not so much an interview, but just the two of us chatting about this problem. And that's what we want to give people when they make their pledge today.
I could not think of a better person to partner with on that one either. He does a great job. So this is yours when you make your gift today by using your smartphone or tablet, which is on your Relevant Radio app, or by using the web, which is relevantradio.com, and make your gift. All we're asking for is a simple gift. It will be matched dollar for dollar, and we will send you this amazing MP3 almost immediately. So if you've been really struggling and praying, you know, God, how do I reach my family? Hey, your prayers are answered. Make the gift. Yes, we need to hear from you now. RelevantRadio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app. It's real easy to reach out and respond. Of course, if the only option is the cell phone or your phone, you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Every single gift matched 100%. It is a partnership challenge hour here at Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond. RelevantRadio.com, or use your smartphone or tablet and use that handy dandy app.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Okay. We are back. The number to dial to be on the program is 888-914-9149. I have plenty more to talk about as we go through the day today. We are in Pledge Drive, the first day of Pledge Drive, so you'll hear more about that in a little bit. First of all, though, let's go to Nellie, listening in Miami. Good morning, Nellie.
Good morning, Patrick. I'm calling, my question is today in regards to the rosary.
Okay.
I know that Pope John Paul II added one mystery to the rosary. Right. However, how was the rosary established?
You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation about that very topic just a couple of days ago, within the last week, with a Dominican friar. And the reason I reference that is because it was to Saint Dominic, we're told, that the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared and gave him the rosary as we know it today, the 150 Hail Marys. And she explained to him how it should be prayed. Now, the Dominican friar that I spoke to, he said that that is the story, and it may well be true, but the scholars of the life of Saint Dominic never found any mention in his writings of such a vision, nor did any of his contemporaries mention it. So I don't know to what extent that is historically accurate, but it's the story that has been handed down for 800 years now. And I have a feeling it probably is true. It may have been Saint Dominic's, it may have been his humility that prevented him from talking about it personally. But in any case, at least as of 800 years ago, the Dominicans were praying the rosary more or less in the form that we have it today. But this Dominican friar I was speaking to, he said the historical evidence also shows that in some form or another, not exactly the way it is now, what was called the Psalter of Mary, the Psalter, like P-S-A-L-T-E-R, named after the Psalms, that it was a prayer that had been prayed in various forms even before the time of Saint Dominic, 800 years ago. So if you're interested in something that will give you even more details than I have available right now, just go to the Catholic Encyclopedia online, which you can access at the Catholic Answers website, catholic.com, and look under R for the article on rosary. Okay?
Excellent. Very well. Thank you, Patrick.
You're most welcome. Thank you, and you as well. 888-914-9149. 9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. We, of course, have a different number for Pledge Drive, but I won't confuse you with that number right now. 888-914-9149. Now, as you might imagine, with regard to what's happening in Afghanistan right now, and I'm thinking back to when I was a teenager and Saigon fell at the conclusion of the Vietnam War, and it was just astonishing and terrifying. You know, you looked at the pictures and the video coming out of Vietnam, and you could see the people just terrified, clustering around the U.S. embassy, trying to get away from the encircling North Vietnamese army. And they didn't escape. The only people who escaped were those who could get on the military helicopters that were evacuating the U.S. embassy. And I'm sure you've seen pictures of that. The last helicopter, for example, lifting off from the roof of the U.S. embassy, and all of those thousands of people left behind. Well, something similar, but even on a grander scale, a bigger scale rather, is taking place in Afghanistan right now. Over the last 11 days, the Taliban has just gone from city to city, taking it over, hardly without a shot being fired. And they were intent on capturing Kabul, and they've captured Kabul. And the U.S. embassy there is either empty or it's being emptied. We sent over a detachment of Marines, a few thousand Marines, as I understand it, to help safeguard that process of evacuating any remaining personnel. In the meantime, of course, they're shredding documents and burning things and trying to get rid of as much as possible that they don't want to fall into the hands of the Taliban. But the people there are going to be in the hands of the Taliban even today. And so there are pictures, video of people just fleeing, trying to find some respite, some refuge from the Taliban. You can hear gunfire in the background. It seems as though maybe the Taliban are approaching. Now, they're saying that they only want to have a peaceful transfer of power. You heard a BBC audio a few minutes ago that we played for you, in which the Taliban spokesman said that, you know, we're interested in a peaceful transfer of power. We are servants of the people and this country. We don't want to live in isolation. We assure people in Afghanistan, particularly in the city of Kabul, that their properties and their lives are safe. He said there will be no revenge on anyone. Okay, well, we'll see. I doubt that this is true. And of course, you may say this just to keep people calm until you have them where you want them, and then things may change. And the reason I say this is because in other cities where the Taliban in the last 10 days or so have taken over, there are reports coming out of these cities that the Afghan army officers and soldiers are being killed, policemen are being killed, people who are deemed to have collaborated with the U.S. are being killed. And we won't even go into some of the other barbarisms that take place involving women. I've seen some pictures on Twitter this morning of, for example, a big department store in Kabul that has big images, big pictures of women in wedding dresses, because they sell wedding dresses in the store. And there's some dude out there with a big pole and a whitewash, you know, a bucket of whitewash, and he's whitewashing these pictures, not because he's with the Taliban, but because they don't want the Taliban to see that stuff when they roll up, because they know that's when heads typically get chopped off and people are maimed and terrified. So in the middle of all this, they're trying to erase any vestiges of any cooperation with the West and with the United States. So I personally am very concerned about this humanitarian crisis. Of course, I'm not the only one. Israel, for its part, is taking a close look at this. And there's an article in the Jerusalem Post this morning about how Israel must be self-reliant. And here's a little bit of that. The Taliban's sudden conquest of Afghanistan after U.S. forces withdrew is a reminder that Israel can only count on itself for its defense, former Israeli Ambassador Arthur Lenks tweeted yesterday. Now, that's code for, look at what the United States is doing here. The Afghans thought they could count on the U.S., and the U.S. is leaving. And as I said earlier, it's debatable whether or not we should have ever been there in the first place, but we've been there for 20 years. It's happened, so there's nothing we can do to change the past. The question now is what should have been done to get out of Afghanistan in the most graceful way possible. This does not appear to be that way. So this former Israeli ambassador is saying the U.S. is our closest ally. They have been there for Israel time and again over the years, but the horrific events in Afghanistan must be a hard, scary lesson about changing interests and cold, hard calculations. Dangerously, he said, in 2021, self-reliance is more important than ever. He's a veteran diplomat who served as Israel's ambassador to Azerbaijan, also South Africa, and in other countries, adding that he did not mean to imply that the Jewish state had no friends. He said, though, there's a need to protect partnerships, relationships, and alliances and reputation, but also have a plan for a rainy day when all of the above might fail. His remarks come as the Taliban made rapid progress in taking over Afghanistan, seizing control of Kabul and the presidential palace. So people are watching. They're watching what's going on, and they're making decisions accordingly. And when we return from this upcoming break that we're going to take in just a moment, I want you to listen to some comments that were made by President Biden, who has really been sort of MIA in the last several days. Nobody's seen him. People are clamoring. When are you going to give a speech? When are you going to talk about what's going on? I guess he's been at Camp David, but he did answer a few questions from reporters, and we will be listening to that when we come back from this quick timeout. I'll be talking with Mary about our pledge break goals. In the meantime, though, listen to this miracle moment and listen to how listening to Relevant Radio is life-changing.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Got a great testimony on my book, too. I was going to share it during the chaplet. One lady wrote to me. She had all these intentions she was sharing with me, but she says, I gave it to my sister. My brother-in-law is, he was either atheist or Protestant, and he just didn't believe, right? Read the book, and now he's praying the chaplet every day. So, I love it. Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who, I think she said he was an atheist, didn't believe in God. Now he's now praying the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
Recurring gift partners provide a stable, continuous source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expenses and dependency on pledge drives. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
So we look at the summer months winding down. Life feels like it's getting back to normal. And with school starting back up, we all need to nestle back into our routine. But what does the new normal look like for you? Hopefully your new normal keeps Relevant Radio as part of it. And we are here only by the grace of God and with your help when you reach out and respond and help support this local station.
This local station, yes, being the one you're listening to right now, but really all of Relevant Radio, our coast-to-coast network of stations where people everywhere of all different backgrounds are getting truth on a 24/7 basis. That's what our pledge drive is all about, as Mary and I will be explaining to you. It's to keep the lights turned on, keep the bills paid, and we need your help to do that. And the easiest way to do that, of course, is to reach us at relevantradio.com. You'll see where you can make your pledge safe and secure, or use the Relevant Radio app. We're waiting for you to let us know that you value what we're doing here. And we have some things we'd like to send you as a way to say thank you for that.
Some great gifts we'd love to send you. If you can make a special gift, this is today and today only of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. We have the Relevant Radio baseball cap. It was definitely been one of our most popular gifts in the past, and this is a great new version of the cap. You will love it. $20 a day, that's all it takes. And when you make your gift by using the Relevant Radio app or by using your smartphone, you will, in addition to that, get the special download from Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond. And it's going to help guide you on how to guide your family back into the church. And that comes pretty much instantly in your inbox when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. Of course, we still have the old-fashioned way. It is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
So easy to do. You'll be in and out quickly if you go online to relevantradio.com. Or use the Relevant Radio app, you will know that your name is spelled correctly. That's a little detail that people like. But it is fast, and I encourage you to just think for a minute, what has Relevant Radio done for you in your life? We hear from moms and dads, often from the moms who say that their kids are being catechized, and the kids like it. The kids want to listen. Hey, Mom, can we put on that show? And I love hearing that, but they love the fact that they've got help in Relevant Radio to help them raise their kids. So whether it's that for you or some other benefit that you gain, please help us out. We really need you right now, the first day of Pledge Drive.
It's real easy to help. You can reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or by using your smartphone or tablet and tapping the app. If you don't have the app yet, get it. You will love it. Great prayer guidance and all sorts of neat, fun things there on the Relevant Radio app. Of course, old-fashioned way, 877-291-0123.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Some of our fellow Americans are trapped in Kabul in Afghanistan right now as the vice grip closes around the city, as it has in all of the rest of the country, with a few small pockets. The Taliban have come back. They captured the entire country of Afghanistan in about 10 days. And I didn't see this coming. I wonder if our military saw this coming. I wonder if our president saw this coming. People are still there. U.S. citizens are still there. In a moment, we're going to hear some audio from the president. Senator Tom Cotton, he's a Republican of Arkansas. He told, his office did, told the New York Times that his office is receiving calls from U.S. citizens trapped behind Taliban checkpoints, even as the U.S. State Department is demanding that the Taliban allow foreign nationals to leave the country. His office opened its phone lines to citizens in Kabul who needed help, according to a tweet that the senator sent out earlier yesterday, asking anyone in need to make contact. Another tweet came out Sunday night that his office has received calls from multiple U.S. citizens requiring help. And the message that is given is, if you're an American stranded in Afghanistan or know one who is, please contact my office immediately. And he gives a phone number and an email address, evac@cotton.senate.gov. The situation is dire, but we'll do everything in our power to help keep you informed and to help get you out. Senator Cotton's spokesman says that their office has heard from multiple U.S. citizens in Kabul trapped by Taliban behind Taliban checkpoints, and they can't get to the U.S. perimeter, and they have no clear option for what to do. It's not immediately clear, the article says, what the Biden administration is doing to rescue perhaps thousands of Americans who are trapped in Kabul, although it was reported Sunday that the U.S. military is now handling air traffic control on several runways at Kabul airport, and the Biden administration is prioritizing the evacuation of American personnel. One thing to know about this airport is that this is also where a huge prison is located, and in that prison there are upwards of 5,000 ISIS members who were captured, and others, including some Taliban prisoners from fighting from before. And as that prison is being taken into power by the Taliban, you can imagine that all of those prisoners are being released. Let's listen to what President Biden had to say in a press conference that he gave briefly over the weekend.
The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped as any army in the world and an air force against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Okay, I need to break in here. We'll hear the rest of it. There's not much more. I don't know when he was last briefed on this issue before he made that statement. But even as he was saying these things, every bit of what he's saying turned out to not be true. The Afghan army, such as it is, the Afghan Air Force, such as it is, basically just melted away. No resistance, no struggle, no armed resistance of any kind. The Taliban have more or less walked into these cities and just taken over. And all the last 20 years of American presence and training and equipment and the loss of human life. I mean, there are people in the armed forces and veterans of the U.S. armed forces who are saying, why did I go there? Why did I see my friends and buddies blown up? Why were we killed? Why were we maimed? Why are there people who are walking around with artificial limbs now and brain injuries as a result of what they went through in Afghanistan just to let it end like this? What was the point? What was the purpose, they're asking publicly? And I don't blame them for asking these questions. So as you're hearing the president say these things, just be aware that the actual story that's being reported on the ground is exactly the opposite. The military, no real resistance. The Air Force, no resistance. I mean, did you hear of the Afghan Air Force bombing any Taliban positions? No. because it didn't happen. So all of this bluster about how it's not going to happen, the likelihood is very small, it's he should have been briefed better is all I can say. So here's the rest of what he had to say.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Is it? Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
So what is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable. So the question now is, where do they go from here? That the jury is still out. But the likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Okay. What makes this so surreal? I have no doubt that President Biden believed that when he said it, and this is going back now a couple of days, but every single thing that you heard in that response is wrong. And if you look online, it's easy to find pictures and video of helicopters lifting off from the U.S. embassy and from other areas where the U.S. has held ground, at least for now, and is airlifting people out frantically. It's all happening. It's all, in fact, it's all happened. This is the winding down portion. We have American citizens who are stuck behind the checkpoints. They can't get to where the American helicopters are. There's a horrible story in the news this morning. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but this is part of this developing story about some people who were trying to leave to the point of even like climbing onto airplanes and then falling off the airplanes as the airplanes took off. It's just unbelievable mayhem that's going on right now. So I'm not here to pile on. I'm not here to, you know, do anything other than just say that message that you just heard turned out to be 100% untrue. And he may well have believed it when he said it, but the events in the last 48 hours show exactly the opposite. So one thing that's important to note about this is that even though you and I are on the other side of the world from this, there are people who are suffering tremendously and we should be praying for them. That's a big part of what you and I can do. There's always a God door, even for stories like this, to pray for them. I'm thinking about the beleaguered Catholic Church, as small as it is, behind the lines in Afghanistan. The Catholic Church has a presence there. It's not a very big one, but it's there. I'm thinking about all the Filipino workers, for example, who are there as they are in so many other parts of the world, who are maybe unable to get out as easily as American citizens might be. So be praying for them and ask the Lord, I would encourage you, to help these people in the midst of this dire situation. I don't believe the Taliban for a moment. So we pray for them. And we'll keep you updated on this story as it develops. That music should be a good indicator that we are in pledge drive mode. And we are going to be talking in just a minute about that. In the meantime, though, be thinking about what Relevant Radio has done for you and how it has helped you and your family. That would be a good thing to think about as you prepare to help us stay fully funded for the next quarter.
And as we, you know, think about these people and our heart just breaks for these people, remember, through the web, they can still receive at least words of encouragement and hope, and hopefully that spiritual guidance that they need at this traumatic time in their lives. It only happens because of the help and support of so many people like you. So many people over the last many, many years have reached out and responded to Relevant Radio. We need you to do that now. We need you to do your part at relevantradio.com. Use your Relevant Radio app on your smartphone or your tablet, or call 877-291-0123. Partnership challenge hour, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
Yeah, dollar for dollar today. We don't have that dollar for dollar match every day, but we do have it today. And the easiest way to take advantage of that would be to fire up the old Relevant Radio app that's on your phone. And if it's not on your phone, how come it's not on your phone? You can download it in seconds. and make your pledge safe and secure there, or you can go to relevantradio.com. There's never a busy signal there, relevantradio.com. Or if you prefer, as Mary said, the old-fashioned way, dial us up at 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. And if you make that special gift today of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240, special bonus gift will come your way with the Relevant Radio baseball cap. It's a popular one here at the studio. You will love having your own version of this baseball cap. It's a pretty sharp-looking cap. And you can see it. You can see exactly what it looks like when you visit our website, relevantradio.com. Or if you pull it up on your smartphone or your tablet, you can go to the Donate Now and see the cap there as well on your device with your Relevant Radio app. Of course, if you call 877-291-0123, we don't have, what would that be, television yet, so you can't really do it if you're just making the phone call. We do have it if you use it digitally, though. And when you make your gift online or by using that app, you will also get the special download from Patrick Madrid and our very own Josh Raymond. It's going to help guide you to guide your family back into the church.
Mary, I just want to talk about that for a minute. As you said earlier in the show today, so many people are just beleaguered with their kids leaving the church. They don't know, how did this happen? We taught them the faith. We taught them about Jesus. They know who God is, and they get into high school and college, and they fall away. What's going on here? Well, Josh Raymond and I, we teamed up, and we sat down, and we just brainstormed, the two of us, on the microphone about how and what parents can do to help their children come back. And I really believe, Mary, that some of the things that came out in this conversation will be extremely helpful for parents who are wondering this very thing. So we want you to have this download, and you will receive it as a digital download immediately when you make your pledge of a dollar a day or more by calling, as Mary was saying, 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com.
It's real easy if you use the app. If you don't have it on your phone yet, by all means, put it there. You'll love it. Great resources that you can use throughout the day, weeks, and years to come. So the Relevant Radio app is real easy to put on your smartphone or your tablet. And of course, we're always there at the website, relevantradio.com. And you can listen if you're not near a radio, old-fashioned radio. You can always listen with your phone or online at relevantradio.com. And that's how we need you to make your gift at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or the Relevant Radio app, or by visiting relevantradio.com. We need $2.7 million before the end of this week, and we can do it if everybody does their part. It's real easy. We're just asking you to reach out and respond.
This is the first day of Pledge Drive. We do these only four times a year because we have to keep everything fully funded, keep the bills paid and the lights turned on and everything that goes into this coast-to-coast national network of radio stations. But it's all very person-specific, and it begins with you. And as you're thinking about, as you listen to Relevant Radio maybe on the way to work, or you're reflecting upon what a crazy year this last year has been, and COVID closing down your parish and you couldn't get to the sacraments, just remember that Relevant Radio is here for you every step of the way. So we had Mass for you every day at noon central. We have the Family Rosary Across America for you. We had a lifeline for you. When everything else was closed, we were here for you. So please remember that and help us stay fully funded so we can go forward into whatever may come after this. Go to relevantradio.com to make your pledge, or use the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123 and make your pledge right now. We need you right now.